Sunshine and 86 at your official weather station. News Talk 1310 WIBA. And our top story this evening, an end to this week's suspicious activity on the square.
This afternoon started out mirroring yesterday. A suspicious-looking item forces a portion of the square to shut down. But unlike yesterday, police got their guy. 67-year-old David Floyd is facing felony charges, police spokesman Joel Despain.
I assume that the charge for now, the tentative charge, is for yesterday's incident. What's transpiring behind us is still under investigation, as is yesterday's.
What constitutes a felony bomb scare charge?
So the fact that he left something that to a trained eye of a bomb squad person looked to be a bomb or an IED, that is enough to make the threat.
Floyd is also charged with threatening an officer as when he was taken into custody today. Police say he threatened the officer with a sharp object. Floyd does not have a permanent address, but he does have an old 10-speed bike, which is what today's suspicious item was attached to. Robin Colbert, News Talk, 1310 WIBA.
Well, it certainly was an interruption for those who work in offices around the square today, among them Dan, an employee at Anchor Bank there. He tells 1310 WIBA News he watched as a robot removed a device from Floyd's bicycle.
It's a older style, looks like a older Schwinn with there's a tube down by its tire, which is what apparently the older guy, the suspect, was cutting into when they arrested him.
Later, Dan described it as a sports model covered with nails with wires hanging from it. He says when the bomb squad's robot shook it, yellow powder came out of it. He says police told employees to stay 20 feet away from the windows as they retrieved that device.